2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Is proudly brought to you by SRE.com.
This is Cougar Sports Saturday. Cougar Sports Saturday.
A presentation of KSL Sports.
Got it for three. Cougars by 20.
Every Saturday, all year long. BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans.
For Cougar fans.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte.
On your legacy home of BYU Sports.
KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Hour number two of Cougar Sports Saturday rolling along. Big thanks again to Gunnar Romney, BYU wide receiver, for hopping on to the show. If you missed that interview, you can download our Cougar Sports Saturday podcast on KSLSports.com and all major podcasting platforms. Highly recommend you listening to Gunnar. He's a great interview. And we'll be joined coming up in hour number three. BYU basketball assistant Cody Feger will hop on to discuss this Cougar Hoops team that's 16-4 on the season and getting ready to take on the Portland Pilots tonight. Tip off at 7. Pre-game begins at 6 here on KSL News Radio. But right now, it's Matt and I's favorite segment of the show.
Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5. Mitch and Matt clash in a weekly battle of BYU sports knowledge. The Cougar Sports Saturday Top 5.
As always, it's brought to you by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. If you need a business valuation, contact econpartners.com. They're run by diehard Cougar fans, so check them out. And right now, let's bring in the maestro with the top five, serving me up another W, I hope. He is producer Dallin Graff. What do you got today, Dallin? Dallin Graff, are you?
Yes. Yeah, I am here. You know, I am. It's an exciting time in sports, right? We've got the NFL playoffs going on right now, Saturday, Sunday games.
Who plays today?
We got Bengals and Titans coming up here in about an hour, 2:30 Mountain Time. And then tonight, Niners and Packers.
I've never understood why these cold towns get the late game.
It makes no sense.
That the Buffalo extra game? Advantage. Yeah, not only are you making them play in the cold outside, but you're making them do it at night when it's 10 degrees outside.
Ridiculous. That game should be at 2 in Lambeau.
That's football for you. Come on. That's playoff
the frozen
football.
Tundra.
Yes, exactly. The Ice Bowl.
But yeah, fire up that NFL Films voice, guy.
It's exciting times in sports, but I'm going to be honest with you guys. What I'm most excited about and focused on right now is the NFL draft. I love the NFL draft. I can't wait to see what happens in April as BYU has a number of players potentially being selected here in a couple months. And one of those guys, Tyler Allgeier, obviously we've talked about at length. One of the best BYU running backs we've seen. And I took a look back this week at the history of BYU running backs in the NFL draft. So today's list is the last five BYU running backs selected in the NFL draft. All you got to do is give me the name. So you don't got to know when or what round they were selected in. Give me the name. But the last five running backs drafted. No fullbacks on this list and no supplemental draft.
Sorry,
well.
Harvey.
So basically, yes. So sorry, Harvey. You're not going to count for this one. But here we go. That's it. That is the list, and we will start with Mitch this week.
All right. Let's go with 2017 Jamal Williams. I think I'll get some bonus here. Pick 70, I think.
Ooh, Jamal was pick 134. It's a good guess because you're thinking the Sione Takitaki.
70 is top two.
That's right. That's right. I think it's Fred Warner.
Yeah. They were all at number 70. Yes.
Yeah, but, I was trying to call my shot, act like I could do a walk-off. Like, yeah, pick 70. Get some bonus points.
You did get it right. Yeah. The Swag Daddy selected in the fourth round, 134th overall to the Green Bay Packers. And obviously now he's had five seasons in the NFL with Detroit now. But he's carved out a great career for himself. Obviously, you know, the social media teams at the NFL are loving him, loving having Jamal around for some good quotes, some good clips. But he, I mean, as a secondary back sharing a backfield, I think he's done a really good job.
Yeah, I was, you know, Jamal was in town last week for Devon Blackman's concert. And Devon Blackman, I did a piece on him. He's, you know, friend of Jamal's. Apparently Jamal is looking to maybe move back into Utah. So we'll see if he moves into Utah County. And I just think that's so cool because a guy that probably never dreamed of playing at BYU, he ends up at BYU, makes the most of the BYU experience, has no connection to the church or BYU, but became an absolute star. And he's a BYU great. And now he's in the NFL, still making great money and playing at a high level, which was always his dream. So I think it's pretty cool.
Absolutely. All right. Next guest is yours, Matt.
This guy was drafted by the Lions, I'm pretty sure. Luke Staley.
Yes, great pick there. Luke Staley, the Doak Walker winner, drafted in 2002 in the seventh round, 214th overall pick to the Detroit Lions. You know, Staley didn't have much of a career at all in the NFL. You know, circumstances there as he sort of transitioned in. But getting selected anyways, getting that last shot there late in the seventh round by the Lions, a good look for him. You would have hoped, you know, after that great season he put up in 2001 with the Cougars, that he would have been able to have a little more of an opportunity.
That was a tough situation just because he obviously had done enough to be taken higher, but the injuries pushed him lower. I hate to play the what-if game with Luke, but knowing what we know now, could he have come back to BYU, maybe reestablished himself and been a higher draft pick? Because we know he had the talent. It was just the injuries that held him back. So that's always just a bummer. We love to play this game at Cougar Sports Editor, the what-if game with guys. But Luke Staley is another what-if case, because if he comes back and is healthy. And I think it also goes to show, because Aaron Roderick made some news fairly recently in the past month or so, where he said, if you're not a high pick, like, I'm not telling you to go pro. Like, come back and work on your stuff. Now, Algier does not fit into that category. I think he's going to be a high pick. But kind of interesting that Staley, being a Doak Walker winner, seventh round.
Yeah, and he was someone that, you know, blew out his knee against Mississippi State. And, yeah, that was a bummer that, you know, Staley didn't pan out in the NFL. But, man, he was a legend.
He panned out at BYU.
He was awesome at BYU. Yeah,
absolutely. All right, Mitch, we go back to you. What's your next guess here?
Let's go with Ronnie Jenkins.
Mm-hmm. He might have been an undrafted guy.
Good guess.
He was a kick returner for the Chargers, wasn't he?
The Raiders and the Chargers, mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. Not selected in the NFL draft. Was an undrafted free agent there.
All right, let's go with Jamal Willis.
Another great guess. Did not get selected in the NFL draft.
He had a good run with the Bengals, I want to say, if memory serves me right. Jamal Willis, cutback elite. Let's go with Lake Haimuli.
There's a great guess. Lake Haimuli, selected in the 1987 draft, ninth round, 249th overall to the Chicago Bears. And Haimuli, you know, short-lived career in the NFL, only registered stats in the 1987 season, handful of games there for the Bears. Obviously, he had a great career at BYU. Just getting that opportunity, huge for Lake Haimuli, and some familiar family names entering the program this year to continue that legacy at BYU.
Yeah, the Turbo Tongan, Lake Haimuli, his son now going to be joining the team, Houston Haimuli, and obviously his son, Hema Haimuli, who used to work here at KSL, now at BYU Broadcasting. It's a family, deep connections to BYU, and it'll be good to see another Haimuli in the backfield at BYU. But yeah, Lake, oftentimes forgotten, I think, for the modern era BYU fan. But he was great. I mean, he's up there in the all-time rushing leader ranks in yards, and Algier even passed him, and
And yeah, Haemuli was a heck of a player at BYU.
And most importantly, another Haemuli mustache making its way onto the field at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Right.
Yes. All right, we go back to you. Matt, what's your next guess?
I don't feel good about this, but I just have this nagging memory that Fahu Tahi was drafted late. Ugh.
That's a great deep cut there, though. That's great. I love that.
He played, didn't he?
He did. He was
undrafted.
He was with the Vikings.
Yeah. I thought he got drafted by, interesting. All right, fair enough.
You did say, though, in the rules of the game that there was no supplemental and no fullbacks?
Yes, no fullbacks.
Okay. So that eliminates one of my guesses in 2009. But anyway, I will say let's go with – I'm going to go with a deep cut here, throw it back to the 70s. Let's go with Pete Van Valkenburg.
That's a great guess there. He's a little late for this because he did get drafted, but not the five most recent. But he is the highest selected BYU running back of all time, third round, 66th overall.
Really?
So perhaps Tyler Allgeier is a shot to be the highest selected BYU running back in the NFL draft. So there you go.
Who are we missing then? Okay, I have to get this out of the way for my consciousness. Fui Vakapuna.
Wait!
Oh, yes. Hold. I know that you asked for the clarification there. He's listed as a running back here. All right,
let's go.
There are a number of players listed as fullbacks.
That's literally what I said.
I know.
Pick in 2009,
and then you said
the 2009, Cincinnati Bengals.
And I was like, oh no, I hope Mitch gets that later, or we're going to have controversy
here.
So there we go.
That's
literally why I asked.
Shame on you, Mitch. You knew that he split time in both positions.
Oh, at BYU. But hey, at BYU, Todd Christian was a fullback, and he got drafted as a tight end. Are you kidding me? He was drafted as a fullback.
Fooey.
The principle on the top five is just guess the name, right? You know, just throw it out there.
He did everything. But guess the name. Yes.
But Fui Vakapuna.
Unbelievable. Erroneous.
Seventh round, 215th overall in the 2009 draft to the Cincinnati Bengals. And didn't get a ton of playing time. You know, not a lot of opportunity there, but selected.
Kalani was the better Cincinnati Bengal.
Mitch is incredulous.
All right. So we're tied up at two. We're going to go back to Mitch. So here you go. A little chance to win it all here. And I'm going to give you a hint. We're doing the most recent, right? This Lake Haemuli was the guest in 1987. He is later, farther back from us now than that 1987 draft. So an older player than that. That's the direction we're going. One more name left. Let's see if Mitch can get it.
Let's go with Eric Lane.
Another great guess. 1981, Lane was eighth round selection for the Seahawks, but not more recent than the player we're looking for.
Okay. Jeez, who is the player we're looking for? I'm going to go with the guy. I don't even. He's obviously not a running back at BYU, but Matt Bellini. What the heck? Throw it out.
He got you the win last week, so not a bad default.
Yeah, that was my train of thought. Why?
How about Peter Tuipulotu?
It's a great guess too. I love that one.
Oh my goodness! Let's go with.
And again, we're guessing the last five NFL
running backs drafted.
Out of BYU.
Out of BYU. Let's go with Brian McKenzie.
Okay. His sons are going to be good, though. Yes. Dom and Marcus, they're going to be good. They just flipped from Virginia to BYU. Dom actually just got his mission letter. He's going to go to Atlanta. So there you go. Let's see here. Let's think about this. How about... Hema Haemuli.
What about Vaisika Hema?
Oh!
There he goes!
There it is! Why did it take so long?
Vaisika Hema, yes.
Wait, what?
Yes.
He's like a wide receiver, kick return. What are we talking about?
You know, listen.
Unbelievable. We're talking about running backs.
I don't think you've won in 2020. Let's keep it going, baby.
Yeah, you're 2 years off. It's 2022.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
This pandemic has gone so long, you forgot what year it is.
Sika Hema is listed as running back in the NFL and in college. I know he did a lot. Obviously known as a returner.
He was like Devin Hester.
Pro Bowl returner.
Before Devin Hester. What are we talking about?
But listed as a running back, Sika Hema was drafted in the 10th round. won 254th overall by the St. Louis Cardinals when the Cardinals were still in St.
Louis. You don't need to tell the accolades. He's a legend, but he wasn't a running back. What are we talking about?
Listed as a running back here, and there you go.
Oh, jeez.
Matt, woo, by, you know, getting another
win
in
2022. I won a top five in which I guessed a wide receiver.
Booey Bacapuna! Oh, I'm still having flashbacks of that PA announcer. Booey!
Oh, man, that's good. That is good stuff.
Dang it!
It's better when I win. I do have to admit, you gave that one to me. The fullback, 2009. You can't make those mistakes.
I literally was like, okay, not going to say him in 2009.
Oh, man.
I should have just guessed it. I should have just guessed Philly. The next time I see him around the IPF, if we can go in there due to COVID, I'll be like, hey, Philly, you cost me a top five. He's like, what?
Lesson number one that I've learned in 2 years of the top five is you just throw it out. you can't lead and then not guess it. That's a big mistake.
One thing I liked about this top five is that we didn't say, and we haven't said it in a while, Dave didn't get to him. When it's an opinion-based, our board op, Dave didn't get to him. Anyway.
Yes, no Dave influence, but he does love Lakehemouli. We were talking about him earlier, one of his favorite players.
I saw him have some warm fuzzies over there when I said Eric Lane, too. All the memories flooding back. I feel you there. The top five always brought to you by Economic Partners, Utah's premier business valuation and strategic consulting firm. If you need a business evaluation, contact econpartners.com today.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.